Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Red Tail Land Conservancy, an organization that preserves, protects, and restores natural areas in 8 counties throughout East Central Indiana.
I'm Ray Montagno, and I'm a semi-retired Ball State professor and past president of the board.
I'm John Craddock, and retired director from the Bureau of Water Quality, local water pollution agency.
I'm Kelly Forkman. I'm a biologist. I am the executive assistant for Red Tail, and I've been with the organization for 2 years now.
Well, basically, it's an agency to preserve various parcels of land in East Central Indiana that our executive director, Barry Banks, set up 15, 16 years ago. And it is to save those parcels for future generations, especially with the urban sprawl that we have and with the loss of wildlife habitat and trying to preserve river corridors and a variety of those outdoor education, environmental education programs. So it covers a variety.
And I really like the term legacy, because I'd like to think that our organization, Red Tail Land Conservancy, will help create a legacy of preserved land for many years into the future. I think the way that we've managed our land over the last, again, several hundred years has probably been not very thoughtful. And so I hope Red Tail can bring into the discussion about how land is used and preserved in a more thoughtful way, that other people can say, oh, that's a good idea that we're setting aside these plots and parcels that preserve elements of our natural heritage that, if we weren't careful, would be gone in a very short time.
Before people came to Indiana, it was predominantly wetland and hardwood forest. And if you look at it now, it's become a sea of agriculture. And we find that there are still pockets of this old Indiana habitat still in existence today. And I think it's important to have organizations such as Red Tail, who goes in and finds those and saves them so that, you know, there's always just a little bit of old Indiana, you know, no matter how, you know, far into the future you get, somebody can still find a woods to go and walk or go catch frogs or salamanders in a wetland. I just think that's something that's very important for future generations to be able to have.
But the fact that there is actually an organization in the area that is paying attention to this, trying to do something about it, that is actually connected to a larger set of land conservancy organizations around the country. And if we are successful and they are successful, in the long run, we will be able to make a difference in terms of our quality of life and for our generation and the next generation to come.
Red Tail is an organization that preserves your natural heritage. We're not preserving land, you know, for private companies or for us to just hoard and never let anybody ever see. It's all for you. It's all for the people of this community, of East Central Indiana, for future generations. It's for you.
You'll hear more about Red Tail Land Conservancy all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.